WJW Mobile.
N4ZLK.
Did you have a good day?
It was nice out. Cold this morning, but nice most of the day. And I even got off a little bit early. Not much, but a little bit.
I was surprised at the end of the day to be able to leave a few minutes early. So, you know, it's going to get up to 70 next Tuesday.
To that, yeah, my last pickup usually tries to ship as much as possible and as late as possible. They'll hold me to 7, sometimes 7:15. And I got a text from one of the guys there today at 6:15. We're done. We're ready.
So you go pick it up and drop it off and you're done?
On the way there, a lot of times I get there and I have to sit for a while. I can't let them go too late. I gotta make sure I get back in time, but got a little bit of time to play with. But it's nice when they're done early like that. So I'm already on the way home.
Plans for the weekend?
We're just still kind of keeping the Ada, the 3-year-old, probably gonna spend some time at the hospital. And I don't know. I don't know much beyond that. It's kind of hard to do a lot when there's a 3-year-old running around the house.
But you can have fun playing and spending quality time while it's available.
Video of her, she was in my truck the other day. I picked her up, Beth and I met, and I took her home after I'd gone to the grocery store, and Beth went up to the hospital. So I was unloading groceries, and she was pretending to go to the store in my truck. And she had the radio microphone in her hand, and she was calling me. She was calling Pops and then looking out the window waiting for me to come out. She knows because her dad has his license now and KQ4WJT, and so she's heard us talk to each other, and she's even said hello on the radio. But it was just really cute. Had that microphone in her hand and talking to me.
I don't know how much they might retain, but they might retain some of that and later become another radio operator. Who knows?
Young, they get to a certain point, then they seem to lose interest. But she's always asking me to call her dad or call Connor, K4HNR, her uncle, my son-in-law. Or just then when I tell him, well, they're at work or your dad's at the hospital, he doesn't have his radio. She said, well, let's call somebody else then.
That means there's something there. There's a spark somewhere down in there.
Whatever we're doing. So we're having fun, though. When I'm home, we take walks. We'll go down to the pond, and we'll play hide-and-seek in the woods and, you know, different things. We'll go out in the yard and kick a ball around for a little while. Or we'll pick up leaves. We'll collect leaves in a basket. You know, all kinds of fun things like that.
The simplest things become the most meaningful things later on. Well, I'm going to pick up some supper here at Little Rebel, and I'll be back in a minute if they're still open. N4ZLK, W4DJW.
I heard you say the other day they close at 7, but they're still there until 7:30, I think.
Okay. W4DJW, I slid in right under the wire.
Did you already have an order in, or did they make it already?
You can come by after 7, but results aren't guaranteed. He told me one time I asked him how late can I come. He said probably 7's good, but if you come later than that, you may or may not get service.
But I've never eaten, and I've heard a lot of you guys talk about it. What do they serve?
Clock restaurant. They got any clock that you go to, it's a lot like that, except they do have, I think they have a wider variety than clock, but they have everything the clock has.
Crazy how many clocks there are around. There's one in Berea. Patrick and I will meet there. It's a big clock. It's bigger than the other clocks. Bigger store, and they do a lot of business. They've got some pretty good food there. We meet there about once a week. Sometimes we have to miss it, but on Wednesdays we try to meet up for lunch.
And that's the first place we met. I came over there, and Gary and you and me and Patrick all met at one time over there, probably well over a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. I don't know. Time passes fast.
Well, I was thinking that was in Easley at Five Guys. And, yeah, I was on the route that I'm running now, but I ran to Atlanta for 2 years, so, and now I've been back on this one since September, so it's been more than 2 years.
You're having fun?
I think I'd probably seen you or met you at a club meeting. I've been a couple off and on since 1991, but not very many. I know I'd met you or seen you, but I don't think I'd officially spoken or, well, we had lunch. I remember meeting you one time. We were talking about motorcycles briefly, but that was a long time ago as well.
Back in the time when I used to go to club meetings. I think I finally got them talked into doing virtual meetings, and I was going to come to some of them. You know, I was planning to go to some of them in person, but haven't been able to do that since they've been virtual. It's just too easy to get too many other things going on, and you don't have to make that long drive, you know?
Yeah, and I remember it was about 2013 when this happened, because that's when I upgraded to general, and I was set up a station in the house and kind of trying to get back into it, and I remember going to a club meeting or two back then.
Time ago. That was 3 years before I left B of A, and 9 years before I left B of J. So that's, that was another lifetime ago.
Isn't it? I mean, I think of those days, or think of the year, and think, well, that wasn't that long ago, and then I start counting it up, and I'm like, well, it kind of was.
It goes by so fast when you're staying busy, you know, right? I guess if you're not staying busy, it kind of creeps by. But as long as you got something to do constantly, it just flies by.
I mean, one of the longest days that I ever had, Beth and I flew to Paris. We're going to England for a couple of weeks to visit my relatives, and but we went into Paris first and spent the weekend, and we were told the day before we were leaving that our flight was canceled. We were being pushed a day later. And I called and said, look, I've got a place lined up. We're supposed to be there. You know, we got a place reserved. And so they ended up putting us on a plane like 8 hours early. We rushed down there and got on it. But then we had to wait to check in. And we had packed in these backpacks we could carry. We didn't have to check any luggage. And so we were walking around Paris, first time I'd ever been. I was trying to figure the place out. We took a taxi to where the Airbnb was, but then we just kind of hung out. We walked around and found a couple coffee shops and bakeries. We found a park eventually. We were so tired. We both took turns napping in this park, and there was a birthday party going on, and a little live band was playing some French music, and it was very nice. But, man, that day just drug on.
That is difficult, especially when you're in a land where other people don't speak your language. That can be intimidating, too. It was for me until, I did speak their language, but it takes a little while to get the twists to it. I mean, you can do it, and you can do it from what the teacher taught you, and then there's the real deal, two separate things. But I remember on my way back, after being there for 15 months, I was coming back home, and I was in Charles de Gaulle, and I had to go over to the other airport, maybe one over in England or something like that. And they said, your flight is full. You're going to have to, we're going to put you in a motel overnight, and you're going to have to stay overnight, and you'll catch another one same time tomorrow. That was the longest 24 hours, because after 15 months being there, I was ready to come home.
And yes, the language, I can speak a few words, and I can read it better than I can speak it, obviously. Well, not obviously, but kind of like, well, anyway, I could read signs. I knew what was going on, but they just, you know, around here, and I'm kind of a friendly guy. I walk down the street, and, you know, I'm saying hello to everybody, and they don't do that over there. So it was a lot different, and of course I probably stuck out like a sore thumb, but anyway, it was a blast. We had a good time. I'd love to go back, and really had a good time with the relatives over in England. They took us all over. Got to see, meet a lot of relatives I'd never met, and got to see places that I probably never would have gone otherwise.
Well, not that friendly. They're not friendly to strangers. I think they're. And we did some analyzing at tables after a bunch of wine with the French people decided to figure out why that was. And one of the things is when they make friends for life. It's not like us. We'll make friends and be casual friends. Like if you're a temp person at a job for a year, you make friends with people and then you go on. They don't do that. And they don't like making friends with, because they get a lot of American tourists over there. And they don't like making friends with tourists, and then the tourists are gone. They just do not like that at all. That just, they cringe at the thought of that. And that's why they're, I think that's why they're like they are. And I don't blame them for that. They're, you know, that's just the culture. Anyway, I'm here in the driveway. We're going to eat some Little Rebel and start the weekend. Be safe on the way home. Good talking to you, and I'll catch you sometime on the nets over the weekend. And for that, okay, W4DJW.
Hey, thanks for riding along with me. I enjoyed it. I enjoy the food, and hello to Amy. Hope you have a good weekend. I always enjoy talking to you. W4DJW, N4ZLK.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Shane. I just got back downstairs, and Miss Bernice is sitting over there, and they got a required monthly test on the emergency broadcast system, and it's stuck there. How you doing?
I hope you are. Hope you and Bernice are well. And had a good day. Just headed home. And anyway, I was waiting to hear back, and I might be on it for a few minutes in the drive. But I also enjoy talking to you.
That's no problem. I just wanted to say good evening to you. If you had time, fine. And you're getting around home, and there's a lot more important things than N0TR. And Bernice will be 39 years old tomorrow.
Well, she's the same age as my mother. I remember the first year my mother celebrated her 39th birthday. I think I was 10.
My mom was always 39. Yeah, it's her birthday tomorrow. Her and George Washington, they were about equal in character.
I'm glad you ended that with the way you did, because I was afraid you were going to say equal in age.
Oh, that's one, Shane. She heard that. And she made a cherry cheesecake tonight because she said she didn't think that I liked cake that well. But the daughter sent her some flowers today. But that cherry cheesecake, I think it'll taste better.
Story. I love cherry cheesecake, but I really love blueberry cheesecake. But I'd never had a cheesecake growing up. I mean, the thought of cheese and cake together, I didn't know what it was, and just hearing those words together didn't sound very appetizing. And my mother never made those. And I met Beth, and she lived in Delaware. We met at a camp. She went home, and we talked, you know, a lot. She asked me about a cheesecake, and I said I'd never had one. She made a blueberry cheesecake and wrapped it up. Her and her dad wrapped it up, and they sent it through the post office. And do you know that thing made it in perfect condition, and it was the best thing I'd ever eaten.
Bernice.
Yeah.
Hi,
Jane.
Bernice. Yeah, they got some dry ice and everything, kept it nice and cold, but nothing was broken on it. All the fruit was where it was supposed to be. They had it wrapped really well.
She's going to make homemade ice cream tomorrow, so if you're out and about, just come by and we'll give you a bowl. I love her homemade ice cream. I know it's probably the wrong time of year, but who cares? She puts it in the freezer in a big container, and then we have it whenever we have strawberry shortcake or something, or just want some with a little chocolate on it.
Good. There's a place here in Greenville, off East North Street, right near where my youngest son lives, called Claire's Creamery, and that's some of the best ice cream. Reminds me of being up in Pennsylvania. All the creameries, all the dairies up there, they all have a creamery attached to it, all the dairy farms, and it's real cream ice cream. I stopped the other night at one of these ice cream stands that's, you know, kind of a chain place, and you can just taste the fake flavor in it, and it was no good at all.
A place like Brewster's or that, there's no telling what it'll cost for an ice cream nowadays. It's kind of like going to Starbucks. I imagine they're $6 or $7 a piece. And I don't know. I just love her homemade ice cream. It's just hard to beat. I lost my train of thought. There was something else. Oh, I was going to ask you, did you ever eat an ice cream cone from QT? Man, they used to be a buck and a half. I think they went up just a little bit. And they're around that. And you go to Dairy Queen, and they're $2.50 or more. And I'm not cheap. But that QT ice cream is excellent.
Yeah, but I have had them, and yeah, for the price. I can remember being in there, and they'd had them on sale, like 50 cents. And they were selling a bunch of them, too.
And they're huge. They're almost so big. We just sit out there in front and eat it down because it's so dang tall. I don't want to drive with it that tall.
You'll be dropping it in your lap while you're trying to make a turn. Or looking down at it when somebody stops in front of you. Anyway, let me go, Tom. I enjoyed it. I could talk the rest of the way home. You know that, but I need to make this phone call. So you and Bernice have a good evening. And thanks for the call. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. Yeah, great to hear you. And I'm going to take a break and head for the icebox and bring that cheesecake over, and she's going to cut us up some. See you later, Shane. N4ZLK, N0TR, 73.